Siren FM.
Ever see a blind man cross the road, trying to make the other side? Yourself a bride. So what becomes of you, my love, when they've finally stripped you of the handbags and the glad rags that you poor old grandad had to sweat to buy?
There with handbags and glad rags. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. Good morning. It's great to be with you. We are your Sunday breakfast team, Squabble Box. My name's Kai Valentine. I'm here, as always, with the lovely Miss Maisie Anderson. How are you doing, Maisie?
I'm good. I'm excited for this bite-sized box.
Yes, it's bite-sized box, as we named it last week, or fun size. Handbags and glad rags, though, there by the Stereophonics. Great track.
Yeah.
I love that. I can't believe I've got over a year into doing this, here on Siren FM and not played that track. But great, great, great song. Right, so Maisie, today we are pre-recorded. It is 9 a.m. We're going to be with you until 10 a.m. with our bite-sized box. And
I like that we're calling it bite-sized. Like, this was the original time slot that we did.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Was an hour.
Oh, it was, wasn't it?
We used to do an hour, and then we bumped it up to two.
How did we ever fit things into an hour?
I don't think we did. I think we... I don't know.
I think we always felt like we could just overrun into two.
Yeah, we could.
But today, we are going to be doing something a little bit different for you, because I'm still enjoying my Christmas break, and we are going to play the Best Friend Quiz. Now, this came about a couple of months ago during an Ask Us Anything edition of Squabblebox, where we decided that we would test each other, myself and Maisie, on our knowledge.
And I believe I won.
I think it was more a draw. I think you were... I think you might have won.
I think I might have won.
But it was a very, very fun episode, and we decided that we'd do it again and change things around and ask some different questions this time and see what happens. So that's what we're going to do for today's show.
I've been told I'm not allowed to keep score this time.
No, we'll know by the end of it who's
failed
massively.
Yeah, I think we'll gather.
So we'll get into that. Should we get into that straight away?
Might as well.
Yeah, let's go straight into it. We're only here for an hour. It's bite-sized box.
So... this is how the quiz is going to work. We will take turns asking questions. We have the best friend tag questions from bestfriendtagquestions.com.
That works.
Yeah. And basically, we're going to use this as a guideline, and we'll take turns asking each other a question. And the way we're going to do it is, when, for example, if Kai was to ask a question, I would have to answer what I think he would say. So I have to guess what he would say, or some of these questions are more basically explaining past events.
It's kind of like Mr. and Mrs., but for friends.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Although most of the quiz, like, let's say, I've been researching this for the past, like, couple of minutes, and most of the quizzes that come up are very heavily towards the feminine.
Yeah.
For reasons that I don't understand.
So should we try it anyway?
I think we should give it a go.
Start with question number one, Maisie.
Okay, question number one. How and when did we meet?
When we first met, Maisie, we met at... Now, is it the first time that I remember...
Not the first time we spoke, but the first time we met.
Oh, we met in drama class at Green Egg College in Huddersfield.
When? You don't need to give me the exact date.
We were 16 in September. So I don't know what year that
you
was.
You can probably work it out.
When
we were
16. It's been...
It'd be 2013.
2013.
No, 2012.
No, no.
Yes, because we left high school. We're the class of 2012.
Oh, gosh, we are, aren't we? Have I known you since 2012?
You've known me since 2012.
Wow, we're going into the fifth year of knowing each other.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
So we're going to be... this is going to be a depressing hour of content.
Oh, knowing me for 5 years is depressing, is it?
Let's go.
So, I think I already know who won.
So, when and how did we first meet?
That's it.
So, do I ask the question back to you then? Or?
Well, no, because I know.
Yeah,
I know
how
that,
we met. So, Maisie, who is your best friend's hero? Who's my hero?
Your hero? Ooh. You do love Elvis Presley. But I feel like you're probably someone more personal to you, and I would assume your dad?
Oh, that's a really, really harsh one, because you know that he's listening, and he's probably he's probably sat next to me whilst I'm listening to this. So, of course, my dad is one of my heroes, but that's not the one that I had in mind.
Okay, am I close?
No.
Is it not a singer-songwriter? Is it not an artist?
No.
Ooh.
Come on, Maisie. I've mentioned this on the show many times.
Who your hero is?
Yeah, like a month ago we talked about this.
Is it a comedian? It's Peter Kay.
No. I'll tell you what, Maisie's going to have a think about it as we go into our next song of the morning. Because it's funny that I've actually lined this one up, because Rod Stewart also did a version of Handbags and the Glad Rags. However, we're going to listen to his hit track, The First Cut is the Deepest. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM.
have given you all of my heart. But there's someone who's torn it apart, and she's taken just all that I had. But if you want, I'll try to love again. Baby, I'll try.
Stuart, the first cut is the deepest. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, your Sunday breakfast show. We hope you're having a lovely Sunday morning here on the 9th, I don't know what date it is now, Maisie, the 15th of January, something
should
like
we,
that.
Should we figure that out?
We should figure that out. I think we're on the 15th of January this morning.
I'll get the calendar up.
Well, yeah, it is the 15th of January. If, I tell you what, it's a good job we're not doing travel or weather updates because people would not trust us with the weather if we didn't know the date.
It's true.
So before that last song, we've been playing the best friend tag quiz here on Sunday Breakfast. A little bit different for our pre-recorded specials over the Christmas period. And Maisie was trying to guess who my hero was.
I figured it out.
Though. Took about 3 minutes into the song.
No, it didn't. But it took me like an extra minute to figure it out. But well, it's Stephanie Hurst.
Yes, who is the presenter? Well, was the presenter on Galaxy FM. Local radio station up in the north that is now Capital FM. And yeah, she was my hero as a radio presenter, and really loved listening to shows with Danny and Jojo, their breakfast shows, and my dream was always to be a breakfast radio presenter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I think I need to find a new dream, Maisie. So,
it's like you've achieved it. You're here.
So do I need to... do I need to do the same for you then and guess who your hero is?
Yeah, go on.
Oh, it's that writer. What's his name? The one who died recently.
A good couple years ago, but yeah.
No, he died. Well, yeah, but his book came out recently.
Yeah, his book came out last year.
What's his name?
I'm not telling you. Oh, I'll figure it out. You didn't? Okay.
And now we're going to another song.
No, I know exactly who you mean. You mean Terry Pratchett.
Yes, but it's not him, is it?
He is kind of my hero. in the sense of I don't want to be a writer one day, but he has been a huge influence on my childhood.
Of course.
So he is kind of a hero in that sense. And I'm so excited as well because We Three Men, which is the book you're talking about, its last part, The Shepherd's Crown, was the final book he put out. And his daughter she's writing the screenplay.
All right.
For We Three Men.
I always like it when they get members of the family to write on their behalf or to...
It was written for her.
Right.
The character of Tiffany Aching is based on her. And the reason why I love it so much is because I find similarities in myself with that character. So yeah. I feel like me and her would get on well.
Yeah.
If I ever meet her.
I do like it when they do that. I know that they did it for Only Fools and Horses as well. Mm. It was actually a script that the original writer had written, but then his son, who is also a screenwriter, decided to take all the ideas and write it into the 21st century sort of standard. But no, so Terry Pratchett, is it who you class as your hero?
I think he's at least one of them.
Well, I'm glad that I got that right. Shall we go on to the next one?
We shall. If you could go any place on Earth, where would it be and why? So where would I, if I could pick anywhere?
Where would it be?
Where would it be?
Canada is one place.
But
somewhere in the UK you would pick. No?
Would I?
Yes. Yes, you prefer places in the UK. You have said, this is the thing.
For holidays.
If we have any discrepancies about about which one, you know, is right.
I do. You're right, I prefer UK holidays. But if I only have one chance to see a place, I could go anywhere in the UK at any time. There's nothing really stopping me because public transport, I could get anywhere.
Yeah.
But, there are places in the world where if I can only go once... I don't think I'd pick a place in the UK.
Then where would you go?
I have a couple on my list. New Zealand
is
one of them. Just because it's so gorgeous. And and it's going to sound really childish. Harry Potter World in Orlando.
Oh, no, it's
not. I really want to go.
It's not at all. What about for me then, Maisie? Where would I go in the world?
Well, you've been to so many places already, but I feel like, don't you want to go visit New York again?
I've never been to New York.
Not New York, America again.
Go and visit America. America's quite a big... That's like going, I'm going to go and visit the west side of the world. Where in America and why?
Florida.
There's a certain place, a certain building I've always wanted to go to.
Trump Tower. I'm kidding. A certain building that you want to go to. I have no idea. It's not... Ooh. Where is it?
I love it how you're struggling with it.
Do you want to go to New York? Am I in the right area?
It's in New York.
It's not the Chrysler Building, is it?
No.
Statue of Liberty?
Once again, this will actually be a perfect time to give you a little bit of thinking time, Maisie.
Yeah.
Because we're going to head off into our next song now. It's time for the pop sensation that is Madonna with Like a Virgin. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Yeah.
You're listening to Squabblebox on Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. Maisie is not sounding impressed as she's trying to work out, because we've been playing the best friend quiz here on Squabblebox Sunday Breakfast. Maisie's trying to work out where I would like to visit in the world, and we gave a clue of...
it's a building in New York, but it's not the Empire State, it's not the Statue of Liberty, it's not Central Park, or the Rockefeller, or... any of the other well-known ones.
Maisie, what entertainment sports show am I quite a fan of?
Oh, of course. You'd go to the WWE thing.
You'd go to where?
The WWE thing.
Yeah, but what's the name of the famous building which not only holds WWE events, but also holds many other legendary sporting and music and entertainment events for many, many years?
The Madison Square Garden?
Yes! Madison Square Garden, and I can tell that you were reading that
totally
off of Google.
It.
Have you never heard of Madison Square Garden?
I have, but I didn't know that it hosted WWE.
Yeah, it held the first ever WrestleMania there.
Ah, and I'm assuming it continues to.
No, they then held it there every... They held it there for WrestleMania 10 and WrestleMania 20.
Okay.
However, now it's small in comparison to what it's become.
See, I went for the music route rather than the wrestling route.
Well, you should know with me, Maisie, that it normally always comes back to wrestling.
Okay, so we're both bad at knowing where we want to go in life.
We're just bad friends.
Well, this one should be an easier one. What is, for those who don't know, we are doing the best friend tag as a pre-recorded bite-size episode. And so far, I'm not doing too great.
No, you're not.
I'm not. But this should be a lot easier. What is my favourite colour?
Your favourite colour is Maisie's favourite colour is red.
Oh, really close.
Orange.
Not in shade. Red, as a child, red was my favourite colour.
Oh, right.
All the way up until a couple of years ago when I realised my deep love for blue.
Oh, I nearly went with blue.
Everything in my room is blue.
But I don't go in your room very often.
True, you don't go in my room very often. But no, I like blue. But my home, like back at my parents' house, my room is red and white. And yeah, so I can totally understand why you would think that my favourite colour is red, because it was for many years. So I'll give you that one.
Yeah. So Maisie, what is my favourite colour?
It's a weird one. It's purple. Isn't it?
Purple was my favourite colour whilst I was a child. Now it's probably more like blue.
Yeah, because we're really boring.
Really boring. Like, there's a blue curtain behind us, therefore our favourite colour is blue.
No, it's more that, like, I like having blue in my room because it makes it feel more bright.
Ah, right, yeah.
So it's become my favourite colour to decorate with, and then because of that it's become my favourite colour to just have. So yeah, but yeah, for years my favourite colour was pink and red and those sorts of shades.
Yeah, I can see what you mean. I don't really have a favourite colour per se.
It's the sort of thing that you only really have when you're a kid.
Yeah.
But then again, my mum is hugely into purple.
Yeah.
To the point where every year she will, like for Christmas, without a doubt, and I will put money on it, she will be given something purple.
Really?
Yeah, at least from one family member, something of like she is given is purple. Whether it's like a Christmas ornament or like a spa kit that just happens to be purple.
Yeah.
Because that's just how my mum rolls.
I know that my it's like with my dad, he will always get a rubber duck for Christmas or birthday, because
yeah,
it just became a thing of buying him rubber ducks.
Yeah.
But should we move on with the next question?
Yes.
The next question, Maisie, is what is my favourite food?
Oh, Now, that's a difficult one.
It's not really.
You love all food.
It's not really.
I want to say pizza.
No.
So it's not pizza.
No, it's not pizza.
Is it something that you've had recently?
Is
it brownie slice?
No, it's not brownie slices. Do we need to tell that story?
I think we did.
Right, so basically, I was in the Tower Bar here in Lincoln.
It was quite a few weeks ago now.
A couple of months ago, actually.
Yeah, it would have been.
About 3 months ago, and the guy came up to me. I walked up to the counter, to the bar, also known as a bar, and the guy turned around to me and he just went...
Without missing a beat.
Yeah, and he had an Irish accent, so I didn't really understand what he was saying, coming from me with the northern accent, and he just went, brownie slice. And I went, sorry? And he went, brownie slice.
He shouting brownie slice
what
you.
And I couldn't understand what he was saying, and he went, brownie slice? And he went, sorry? He said... It's just every time I serve you, you order a brownie slice. And
bearing in mind, you hadn't been there for like quite a few weeks at this point.
Yeah, I hadn't been there for ages. And he was, so he must have remembered like serving me brownie slices, but I don't think I got them that often.
I think you got them quite often in one small period of time.
But then the problem was that they turned, and then I turned around later on when I'd had my meal, and I was like, oh, you know what? I actually fancy a brownie slice now. I go back up, they don't sell brownie slices anymore. So basically, this guy has said brownie slice, and if I'd have turned around and gone, oh, yes, please, he'd have had to turn around and go, sorry, we don't do brownie slices anymore. What is wrong with these people?
But it right. isn't your favourite food.
No, it's not my favourite food.
Ooh, see, I'm trying to go off what you eat regularly.
Good luck there, then.
But is it... But you're quite varied in what you eat. This is really irritating me. Is it a roast? Like a roast dinner?
No.
Is it gravy?
No, it's right, I will give you a clue. It's a food that is not traditional to the United Kingdom.
Oh, curry.
Yes.
Yeah, technically it is.
Well, it's
some curries were created in the UK.
Yeah, but I'm not a fan of
you
those
like,
curries.
You like the spice, the proper authentic ones.
Yes.
Yes, your favourite food is curry.
Your favourite food, Maisie, is... I want to say burritos. Or no.
Is that just because I had one last night?
Did you have burrito last night?
I had burrito last night.
Oh, I didn't know that. So I want to say
burritos. You were in the room while I was ordering it.
Oh, what's that other one? I kind of want to say burritos.
Mm-mm.
Is it not?
I do like them, but they're not my favourite.
What's your favourite?
Dumplings.
Oh, yes.
Because there was that one time where I got really upset because there was one Chinese takeout that did dumplings. And I ordered them once, and then the next time I went to order them, they weren't there anymore.
Aww.
And I got really upset because I love dumplings and I couldn't have them. I found a really good alternative, but it costs a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, I think that like favorite foods change when you come to universities because you don't always eat your favorite. That's why you suggested pizza
because I see you eat pizza so regularly.
I don't eat it as much as I used to.
Yeah.
But like I used to eat pizza a lot because you can get them for like a pound frozen in the freezer, and like I will. But like curries, there aren't many great... Now, I don't want to sound blasphemous here to the people of Lincoln, but there aren't many great... there aren't many great curry places in Lincoln.
That you know of.
That I know of. If anyone knows, then please do get in touch. But I've not found a nice curry place yet.
Not a place that you personally like.
Yeah, personal tastes. Other
curry
places are available.
But this is the opinions of Kai Valentine.
And probably will be nice. But yeah. Please tell me where these places are because I haven't found them yet. But yeah, I'm looking forward to going home over Christmas actually just so I can get a nice curry.
Really?
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I'm going home. Like
so just for the curry.
Curry. Family. I think that's how it's
working.
That's
like your list of priorities.
Yeah, that's my list of priorities. I might put my family above the naan bread.
No. Naan bread goes before the curry.
But they'd be definitely above the poppadoms, maybe just below the chutney sauce.
Right, cool.
I think that's how we're going with it. Anyway, before I offend any more of my family, we are playing the best friend quiz here on Siren 107.3 FM, and that's why it's perfect to go into Queen, You're My Best Friend, here on Siren FM.
Whatever this world can give to me, it's you.
my best friend Queen, fittingly for today's show, which is Squabblebox Sunday Breakfast, where we are looking at the Best Friend Tag Quiz. Yes, you can find these online by just Googling Best Friend Tag Quiz. And basically, we are asking our best friend a question and seeing whether
we
know
the... Friends.
Yes. So what's the... So the question is, Maisie... Oh, we answered the last question, didn't we?
We did, our favourite
I'm so
foods.
Used to us having to go into songs because you can't think of the answer.
Shush you.
So which question would you like to go with next?
Your biggest fear, because I think both of us know each other's biggest fear.
Okay, what's my biggest fear, Maisie?
Polystyrene.
Oh, that is up there, yeah.
Because I touched some polystyrene near you the other day and you nearly jumped out of your skin.
Yeah, I cannot stand it. Your biggest fear would be...
You do know this one.
Do I?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because it's really weird.
It's really weird. Rhinos? No, you really like rhinos. What's your biggest fear? That would be amazing if your biggest fear is actually your biggest love.
Yeah. Like, I like looking at them from a distance.
I would love to. Oh, my. We need to write
a sketch.
No, you are going to go on... Because you can go anywhere in the world, as the question said earlier. We're going to go on safari.
Yeah, we're going to go on an African safari.
I just love the idea that I'd take you to go meet a rhino, and you go, get that away from me!
No. I'd be hugging it. I'd love it. Especially if it was a baby one, I'd be like, oh, baby.
Oh.
I watch videos of baby rhinos when I'm getting stressed. Like, if I get really stressed out by something, it's gotten to the point where my boyfriend will turn around and go, do you want to look at some baby rhino videos? I'm like, yes, please.
So what was the question then? It was your biggest fear.
Biggest fear.
I don't know what your biggest fear is. No, it's not the dark. Heights?
No, it's not an obvious one.
Is it not an obvious one? Oh.
Which is why I'm surprised you don't remember.
I'm going to know it as soon as you say it.
I'm scared of museums.
Oh, yes, you are. Oh, you don't like... You don't like...
Wax mannequins.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's an official name for it, because I also don't like dummies.
Yeah.
Like talkie dummies. And there's a proper, like... term for being scared of things that look human, and I think that's it. They look too human and it freaks me out.
My
there is a reason. It's not completely irrational.
All right,
it's because I went to Rochester Museum, which is near the castle, and they had a display with a moving mannequin that I think was time sensitive.
Okay.
And I walked past it and it started moving, and ever since then I can't look at them.
You see, my old granddad was really, really scared of wax mannequins as well, and I'm not a fan. I do have a fear of things with, because when I was a kid, it was a weird fear, and I don't want people to laugh at me, so I'm putting my heart on my sleeve, as I tell the people of Lincoln and beyond, that I was never a fan of things with heads on them.
You wouldn't eat jelly babies.
No, I didn't like jelly babies. Freddos were my greatest fear.
Yeah, and there is actually a term, and it's the fear of kids, mannequins, and dolls. So a fear of children as well, which I'm not scared of, but it's. Paedophobia.
Oh, right.
And it's basically the fear of lifelike things, including children, apparently. I don't have a fear of children.
I didn't know that.
It's really weird, and it does stem from an incident in my childhood, but it's but it means that even as an adult, I can't... I like museums, but I'm constantly in fear that there's going to be a wax figure, so I always have to have one person scouting ahead to check for me. And the interesting thing is, I'm only scared of them in museums.
Oh.
Like mannequins in shops, I don't care. Not in the slightest, but in museums specifically is when I can't
deal
with
them. See, I never liked that, because on top of not liking things with heads on them, I also didn't like mannequins without heads. So it was
you were
weird.
Just an awkward child.
Yeah, I was. I really was.
So is polystyrene your biggest fear?
Yeah, probably. Cool. Well, no, it's something I really don't like. And I was fine with it for so long. And then you brought it out of me during the Halloween episode.
I know. I didn't know that you were scared of polystyrene.
And the whole of Lincoln learnt at the same time as you. We're quickly going to go into another song before we come back and do our final round of best friend tag questions. We hope you've been enjoying this bite-sized box episode of Squabble Box. And here is one of my favourites with It Hurts Me by Elvis Presley. Stay tuned.
It hurts me to see him treat you the way that he does. It hurts me to see you sit and cry when I know I could be so true if I had someone like you. It hurts me to see those tears in your eyes.
It Hurts Me. You're listening to Squabblebox Sunday Breakfast here on Siren 107.3 FM. We're carrying on playing the best friend quiz this morning, and I believe it's time to go into the next question, which says that if your best friend was deserted on an island, what are the three things that he or she could not live without? Okay, Maisie, what are the three things you could not live without?
That you can't live without.
That you can. I'm answering about you.
Yes.
So, your boyfriend. Oh wow.
Sorry, I pulled a face. No. I didn't think people counted.
For people at home, Maisie just went, basically.
Yeah, that's the vocalization of the noise I made. No, it's things. It's not people. Yeah. I can't bring. If I'm deserted on my own, as much as I would love for my boyfriend to be there, I don't think it counts as an item. I don't possess him.
Well, let's go with it, because then that counts as one. What else could you not live without? You would need your... I'm trying to think, because it's personal items. It's not like food and water.
Yeah, I think that's a given that you need those things.
I think that you couldn't live without Netflix. Minecraft.
Well, no, because I'm in a real life Minecraft situation.
Yeah, but you'd still
want to. I'm going to punch a tree and get some logs.
But you would still want to play Minecraft.
No.
All right, so
Minecraft has prepared me for this situation.
But I love it how you're not fighting Netflix.
I need my entertainment.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, Netflix. What else, Maisie?
If I had to pick one more thing that I can't live without, it'd be one of my teddies. That is a rhino.
Rhinetta.
Rhinetta. I need Rhinetta.
That is cute. That is cute. So if you
so if you were stranded,
around, yes.
Okay. I know you. If you're gonna say boyfriend for me, then your girlfriend.
Okay. Yes.
Your iPad.
Yep.
You can't go anywhere. You get so stressed when you don't have your iPad.
Yeah, that's an easy one. That's an easy one. I'll give you that.
And then your charger for your iPad.
No, that doesn't count.
That doesn't count. Part of me wonders whether maybe your ukulele,
just so you have something to do.
But then again, you don't use it that often. I'm trying to think of a third thing. The Siren FM studio.
Yeah, probably. Probably.
Yeah, you probably couldn't survive without...
Visiting here once a day.
Well, maybe a microphone so that you can use your iPad to still connect to... Siren and your podcasts.
Yeah, possibly, like yeah. I think that's good enough. I'll give you that.
You need a radio station and an iPad.
Should we go to the next question, Maisie?
Yes. Which is, what three movies does your best friend love the most?
You're going to answer about me, aren't you?
I'm going to answer about you. I think three films that you love would be... anything by Adam Sandler.
No. He's not in any of them.
He's not in any of your favourite films. Yeah. Now, I want to say, like, I know that Morecambe and Wise have never done a film, but I feel like it should count.
No.
It's difficult with you because you like such a varied amount of films.
All right. The three that I am thinking of are all... romantic comedies.
Okay.
Ish.
Okay. Love Actually.
Love Actually is on there. That'd probably be number three.
Is it? Would it?
Yeah. Is Love Actually in there? Because there is. I've got four in my head.
Okay. Well, okay. You can't make this harder for me.
Yeah.
Okay. Love Actually.
Yeah.
Is going to be one of them. I'm trying to think of more rom-coms that I know that you like.
Which are?
More Love Actually. Four Weddings and a Funeral?
No, I've never seen it. Do you want me to
tell
you?
Have you not?
Do you want me to tell you so
we
can move on?
Yeah, I can't guess all three.
So, Love Actually. The four that I was thinking of were Love Actually, About Time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Definitely. and then the Begin Again.
Oh.
And The Fundamentals of Caring.
Yes. And I was surprised by About Time.
Oh, no, definitely.
Because I introduced you to it,
yeah.
And I'm really happy that
you
like
About
it.
Yeah, About Time is in my top three.
Good.
So yours is About Time.
Yeah.
And then the other two would be, I don't know, because sometimes you'll tell me about your films and you'll start telling me and then I'll switch off.
Yeah, I know.
midway through the conversation.
I listen to all of your stuff about your drama course.
And then you can't remember My Hero, My Favourite Place to Go in the World, but no, you know my drama lecturer from first year.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
So
what are your other
about?
Two, Maisie? Because we are coming towards the end of this year.
I would go for a lot of the like my top three. I love the most. I'd have to say Coraline.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's a children's film, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's really dark.
Yeah.
The original.
Is that the one with the button eyes?
Yeah.
Ah, right.
The original book was written by Neil Gaiman, so that explains.
Yeah.
That and I'd have to say Back to the Future. Can I have all three of them?
Yeah.
As one.
You can have,
yes.
Yes, go on. So that's all three from Maisie. And we hope that you have enjoyed our best friend quiz this morning. And if you want to play along with your best friends, you can do by going to... This one is on a website called enkvillage.com. Inkyvillage.com. So make sure you check that out. But there are plenty more available via Googling it, basically. I'm trying to not say... I love it how I'm trying not to say names of brands by saying, and there are many more available by Googling it.
Basically, just use any search engine and it'll be the first thing to come up. Or if you're really curious, it was a popular phase on YouTube for a little while, so I'm sure someone that you like on YouTube has done it at some point.
Definitely. And we are heading towards the end of today's show. Make sure that you check out all the other great material that Siren FM are putting out every single day. We're going to be back for Monday and Friday breakfast as always, and next Sunday we will be back live 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. here on Squabblebox Sunday Breakfast, Siren 107.3 FM. It's been a great show today and we hope that you have enjoyed it too. But until next week, stay tuned to Siren FM, and this is a bit of Leona Lewis with A Moment Like This.
Told you it was all meant to be. Would you believe me? Would you agree? It's almost that feeling that we've met before. So tell me that you don't think I'm crazy when I tell you love has come here and now. A moment like this, some people wait a lifetime for a moment like this. Some people search forever for that one special kiss. Oh, I can't believe it's happening to me. Some people
Hi, this is Peanut from Kaiser Chiefs.
This is Whitey from Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah, I am Arnie.
I'm Freddie. We're the Vaccines.
Hey, everybody, this is Zane Lowe, and you're listening to Siren FM.
Siren FM.
You're listening to Siren FM.
Siren 107.3.
Hey, this is Gary from Pendulum. Check out Siren FM 107.3.
What you want from your radio station, Siren FM. And you said a better variety of music, local news and stories, presenters with something to say, local voices from across Lincoln. We heard what you wanted, so we said, come on then, let's give it a go. Siren 107.3 FM wants to hear from you. Just head to sirenonline.co.uk to find out how you can get involved. Siren FM wants you. So visit sirenonline.co.uk and be part of Lincoln's first community radio station.